Hey, comedian Adam Newman here, letting you know about Pussy Boys, a brand new podcast I co-host with my funny friends where real men talk about their love of cats. So tune into Pussy Boys on the Seltzer Kings Network and like, listen, subscribe, write us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. That's Pussy Boys, all Z's. Trust me, you don't want to go where the S's take you. It's gross.
Truckers think Alfie's too little to honk their horn at him because he weighs at them, and
he can't possibly be making the honk honk sound sign at me, can he?
I'm telling you, he does, and they're like, I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Really?
About that.
Maybe put him on your shoulders. Maybe he needs a little boost.
He's on my shoulders. He now exclusively asked to be on my shoulders, which is
and then does the thing.
Yeah, I'm the idiot that stands on the corner of Nostrand and Eastern Parkway with him on my shoulders, looking northbound as all of these buses are, you know, the B-44 Express is like flying down Nostrand Avenue, and he's just like, bus, wheels, wow, and like waving. Like,
important things.
Yeah. Oh, dude, we went for a walk 2 days ago, and we found like
just got back a minute ago.
We just thought we had a little construction happening, and he's got like a little canvas in his bedroom of like a front loader and a crane and a dump truck because he likes big wheels.
And he cannot lie.
And he cannot lie. And he just sat there. I was like my first like old man moment of being like, I'm just gonna stand here and watch these guys work while he's just like wowing and like
he just keeps over and over.
He's just watching like this front loader like pick up dirt and put it in a dump truck, and he like was very classic front loader activity.
Yeah, who knew? I mean, kids love huge building machines. You know what I mean? It's just what it is, and maybe we should stock some more kids' toys in the store. What do you think?
No, I'm fine with what
Mike
he has.
Liked it. Some Danny and Mike themed toys. A digger, maybe a loader, you know, yada yada. Sure. All right, well, short of brainstorming new merch, let's get this episode started. Welcome to the Adventures of Danny and Mike. To my right, Mr. Danny Tamborelli.
Hi.
And to his bottom, I don't know, Mr. Michael C. Marona.
Hello.
And my name is Jeremy. Thank you so much for tuning in to this minisode. Oh, we're back in the world of voicemails, boys.
It's been a little bit.
Yeah,
it's been
a little break.
You know, 347-470-4.
Nope.
Good Lord. You gotta learn this.
I know.
New tattoo,
I know,
maybe.
I know. No.
Right on the wrist. You know what I mean? No?
Interesting.
Sorry, guys. It's a 347-470-8150.
That's right.
It's, it's not a used car hotline. It's not.
Could be, though. If you want to ask the boys a question, send them one. Just dial your phone, 347-470-8150, and you could be on an app just like Maggie from Dayton is back. Would you like to hear from her?
Yeah, of course.
I did read a little of the text, and she is not happy with one particular person, and it's me, unfortunately.
I hope it's not me.
Wow, that's when Ohio people eat themselves.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, this first voicemail is from Maggie.
Hey, guys, it's Maggie from Dayton, Ohio again. I'm pretty behind on some of the episodes, but I did just finish the second ever I Call Bullshit episode.
Yeah.
And Jeremy, I'm a little betrayed. It's Pataskala, Ohio.
Oh, wow. This is truly a...
Yeah, it's a...
This is a very specific Ohio moment. This is very local. It's when you... Whew, I mean,
there's a lot in my defense,
lost,
Maggie.
We lost a lot of people just from this. They're like, Ohio again.
I know.
And
the
kid from Ohio can't even
it's
say
the only one for this episode.
His town's name right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, oh, yeah, you're not there.
Yeah, Mike
anymore.
Just left.
Wow.
No, it's, yeah, it, there's a lot of towns like that in Ohio, like Susquehanna and. Yeah, I don't, I'm not great at pronouncing those things. So.
There's also Defiance on the the banks of the Ohio River.
Oh, yeah, Defiance, Ohio.
Defiance.
Right, let's see what else she says.
What did you say? Pataskala? Pataskala. Come on.
Pataskala.
That's all I had.
Pataskala.
I love you guys. There was like a whole voicemail episode where nobody from Ohio called in and can't have that. I hope you guys are all doing okay in this quarantine. It's really, really hard, and my mental health is taking a hit, so I'm sure everyone else's has. So just everybody know that you're important, people love you, and we need you here. Oh. So hang tight. Thanks, guys.
Even with my horrible pronunciations.
Yeah, look, yeah. she can take a shit on your head and say you don't know how to say names right of your own state. But she also made a very good point.
She makes a good point, and I will apologize to her when we tour back in Dayton again. You get a free beer on me, and it's going to be brewed in Pataskala, Ohio.
No. Couldn't resist.
Just kidding.
You really just
thanks, Maggie,
resist.
For calling in. We do appreciate it.
It's so easy to say. It just rolls out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Pataskala.
Pataskala. Pataskala.
Pataskala.
I didn't get that over there much in my Ohio days, so
you didn't get
I can say Yellow
Pataskala.
Springs. That's an easy one. You know what I mean?
That's the hippie town, right?
That's the hippie town. Yeah. Love it. Dave, you know the guy.
Clark Five.
No.
No one
Chappelle.
Wants to blow up his spot,
Chappelle
but everybody
there,
knows where he lives. Yeah.
All right. Who's ready for another? This one is from Jeff and is a
Maggie,
bit longer.
Thank you for keeping it Buckeye.
Yes.
Real Buckeye.
And here's Jeff.
Great message, Jeremy. So my name is Jeff. I wanted to say what's up, Danny and Mike. I just listened to the nostalgia dump. Jeremy, great job. And it made me have a little nostalgia wow. dump of my own about this band I was in the early 2000s, where we had some Pete and Pete references, and I completely forgot, even though I've been listening Whoa. To your podcast since the Halloween adventure several years ago. Yeah, man. So anyway, you bite the wind was the quote
Did
from
you pause
Danny.
Pause
made me remember.
You notice he said, good job, Jeremy. He did not say good job, Danny and Mike.
Well, it's not over yet, though. It might be towards, he might ramp up to
okay,
it.
Okay,
I'm going
to hold my breath. Ready?
You,
I'm holding my breath.
Wait a second. Wait, that's, you just you chimed in to say that we weren't represented well yet?
Plus, I got shit on the first one, so give me like at least
10%. And you know what the worst part of all this is? You never learn to read.
That's
right. Made me remember this song that I threw that lyric into. It's called Sincere. I'm going to play you a snippet of it just for, just to prove I'm not
snippet.
Full of shit.
Okay, time out.
Okay.
Okay.
Look,
I believe it's
we just want to make sure. I don't want to get in any legal battles with anybody here that's playing this.
Fair use.
Fair use.
Yes.
Okay. Except, you can't come after our Patreon.
I mean,
money.
I guess if he's playing his music, I think we're
well,
probably okay.
Yeah. Enjoy this song, folks.
Yeah. Very
we just came in during the bridge, I can see.
He's going to say bite the wind. Yes.
There it is.
He's going to say the line.
Yeah, sorry. That's more than I meant to play, but I'm not very technically savvy. So, I threw that in there, and then I remembered Trouble with Teddy. I have a whole two verses about Michael, older Pete, meeting the girl at the bus stop.
Now, you wanted a little love, and there you go. You are.
He didn't say good job. He just said he remembered it.
Well,
thank
true.
You for remembering it.
He wrote two verses on it.
Jeff, yeah. Thank you for remembering the Trouble with Teddy, the absolute nosebleed that Teddy Forsman was. but a necessary driving force for the plot of Pete and Pete all the same.
Mm. It's a good nosebleed. I saw you standing on the corner
waiting for the bus. Oh, he's having problems.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
That's what happens when you leave all your music on
my stands.
I like the we can't hear the lyrics, but if he sends them to us,
yeah, I might reach out and I'll see if I can get the actual
audio.
Yeah,
that song's called Everything's Fine, but I just love the nostalgia dump. Made me have my own nostalgia dump, Pete and Pete. Loved you guys growing up. Loved you guys in my 20 rewatching the VHS. Thanks, dudes. Keep it up. Oh, the band's called the Red Hot Valentines, by the way. Ooh. You're probably not going to be able to find that stuff, though. That's too old. Love it.
It's
keep it
rare.
Up. Thanks, guys.
Wow.
We
you just
heard
call
some
it rare.
Rare music.
You just say that it's rare. It's all rarities. Mm, exactly. Rare. It instantly makes an out-of-print record more valuable
so
by just calling it a rarity.
If we took a dump of nostalgia and it gave someone else a nostalgia dump of their own.
It's a viral thing, yeah.
Is that viral? Did
that's
we,
nostalgia
did we
diarrhea.
Do something?
Yeah, that's nostalgia yeah. diarrhea.
No, it has to be 3 times in an hour to be diarrhea. Don't
somebody's eating
that.
Ruts out
also
or something.
Take, also
don't
take your temperature
that.
if you have a fever. Don't wait.
Do not wait. Absolutely. Jeff, thank you so much for that. That's
yeah,
very,
that was very
that
sweet.
Was very cool.
Very awesome. And yeah.
The Red Hot Valentines, check them out on Danny's record label.
That's right. DT's LPs. All right. Well, we got a couple more here. This one is... this is from the New York Wrestling Crew, and I'm sure they've, I think they've chatted before.
Well, we know the New York Wrestling Crew.
Yo, Pete and Pete, it's the New York Wrestling Crew. It's Richie Rich.
I think we've heard
just
this one
before. I
wanted
to call and tell you guys that I miss you guys, and I can't wait for you guys to come back on the tour.
Oh, we miss you too, New York Wrestling Crew.
Pull up, say hi, support the gimmick, probably have some brews.
Yeah.
Anyway, hope you guys are doing good. I'll catch you later.
Would the New York Wrestling Crew get the vaccine, or are they too tough? Because I understand they might be too tough or too far up the steel cage for the needles to reach them.
That's true. Well, they could do like the gun. You know what I mean? Like the tranquilizer
like a trank
guns.
Gun. Oh wow! If you adapted a trank gun to shoot vaccines, that's probably the only way you would get the
hey,
New York Wrestling
Richie
Crew.
Hey, Richie Rich. Stand still.
Yeah, yeah. Hey,
but
Ricky,
I still
look over there.
But you could also just incorporate them into tables and stuff. Just have the shot in the table, and you'll get at least one dose.
Oh, body slam them onto the table.
And just go right on the table.
So the
injection we could do a whole COVID wrestling theme.
We could do COVID safe wrestling prop setups where we I'm still in the tranquilizer idea. That's a different prop table. That we pre-vaccine all the props that we provide for the all the breakaway props that we provide. That's
all
a good
the
idea.
Reps all or the, nurses.
Every
you know
folding
I mean?
Chair contains 2 life-saving doses.
The harder you hit, the more you get.
God,
put that on a t-shirt.
Steel cage is sponsored by Johnson & Johnson.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah. Well,
New
thank you, guys.
New Jersey Zone.
We definitely
New
miss
Jersey
being
Zone.
Out and about. But
thank
hopefully,
you, New York Wrestling Crew. We
yes.
do miss getting out there on the road as well
and, we
and
owe,
having
we
brews
owe
with
them,
the fellas.
We owe them a gig closer to their home
yes.
than of, driving like
of
4, 5, 6 hours
we have
away.
To go closer,
closer
to their home
to
Albany. Of Albany, but it turns out that Danny is going to be busy as he has just been elected Lieutenant Governor of New York State.
Congratulations.
We are
single-handedly
a lot more of the legalized
marijuana.
Was the one behind the legal weed thing because my friends who own dispensaries here or delivery services need to stay on the black market.
Danny
so
bought all the shares
more.
In the IPO, and he's about to turn into a New York State weed billionaire. It's very sad, but he'll also be the governor, so get in
That's
now.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level. The who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
All right. Well, let's let's do one more here. This is in reference to our pizza mentioning on the you know the big part skim or whole mozzarella.
I think you're talking about my kinghood, Jeremy. You're referring to my kinghood.
It is adjacent kinghood adjacent. Yeah. So this is a question. I don't think there's a name, but let's see.
Hey, fellas, I was listening to the podcast, and you all seem pretty knowledgeable on pizza, so I had a few questions.
Okay.
We don't know shit.
Well, you have to know a little if you're the pizza
king. We don't know shit, first of all. Thank you.
He doesn't want to tell anybody anything. We don't want to. I gave away too many secrets by saying put pecorino in the sauce before you put the cheese on. Oopsies, I just said it again.
You did it again.
Damn it.
Well, this is going to get a little deeper than that, I think.
First, what are your thoughts on ranch dressing on pizza?
I got something to say about this. When I was in school, we would get the sausage pizza. The sausage square pizzas, the rectangles, were the best, in my opinion. Pepperoni was okay, but it was little squares of pepperoni. And they'd have this huge pump jug of ranch, and everyone would just go over and put ranch on their pizza, like a whole layer of ranch.
It's because lunch was sponsored by Hidden Valley, is what you're saying.
Yeah. No, it was, but it was like the offshoot of that. So it was like apparent.
Oh, Visible Valley.
Yeah, like apparent Grove or, yeah, something of that nature.
Apparent.
But yeah, ranch,
Grove.
Ranch on pizza. Where do you stand? Let's hear it.
Can't have it.
Really?
Can't do it.
I can't have it as a dipping sauce.
I've never tasted ranch dressing outside of a Dorito. Cool Ranch. Dorito. I've never tasted actual ranch dressing. I've only had Cool Ranch Doritos. So I would be a useful subject to experiment on.
Well, when we get back on the road.
Sure.
Yeah.
We'll try it with you. I don't like it as a, I would use it only as a dipping sauce if I needed it. Like, oh, this, I'm still hungry and this crust is kind of crappy. Well, give me some ranch and then you fix that real quick.
I think ranch is really a
way to still eat crappy pizza.
Yeah, I would like, use it only. I would probably use it only as a dipping sauce if I were in a car crash with pizza in the car with my buds, Danny and Jeremy, and we were waiting for the jaws of life to extricate us from the car, and we had nothing else to do, and we literally couldn't go anywhere. Then I would consider dipping the pizza in the ranch. But other than that, no. No.
Harsh.
It just seems alien to me. Like I said, I've never had ranch in my life.
And sometimes there are specialty pies like a chicken bacon ranch pie, which has a little bit of ranch in it on the pizza that I can get behind.
And what about spicy chicken sandwich with ranch?
Jeremy, these are not things that you eat anyway. Jeremy, you don't eat any of this stuff.
I do. There's with vegetarian ranch? Versions. It's 2021, Mike.
No way.
That's what I get when I go to California is a chicken run ranch burger from Native Foods. Shout out if you're out there in the West Coast, go buy a chicken run ranch burger. It's probably the best.
I can't condone the wholesale ranchification of our food chain. That's all. You have to think about long term.
We used to buy that shit in powdered. Just add some water and you get ranch.
Add your own water, just powdered ranch.
Yeah.
If you go across the plains states of the American Far West, the Great Basin of Nevada, Wyoming,
Utah,
Colorado, you'll notice that there's a lot of powdered ranch that just needs to have water added to it. And instant dressing out there.
I think that's a solid no from the Pizza King. But all right, so back to the voicemail.
Second, what are your thoughts of pineapple on pizza?
Oh,
Can't have pineapple on pizza.
Can't have it.
What? You can't have a Hawaiian pizza?
Who cares? Who cares? It's a specialty. Again, we're going to specialty items. Would I get a pie of it? No. Would I eat a slice of it if there was like, yeah, we need a couple slices of pizza? I might have that pineapple with the
here,
bacon.
Riddle me
are
this.
The EMTs ham, on ham the way and, with the Jaws of Life? Has 911 already been called?
Again? No. Really?
Unless then you're
allergic,
I am not,
unless you're
not
allergic to pineapple.
I think this no, is
I mean,
like
we're
a...
We're trapped in the car crash. We're trapped in the car with... Look, the slice of pineapple. Have you already called 911? Yes, I'm going to eat the pizza.
What if it is sliced Taylor ham instead of regular ham?
Oh, a
pineapple.
Jersey Hawaiian. We
so
call
it's like
that
a Jersey Hawaiian.
We call
yes.
that a Jersey Hawaiian.
I mean, I said I would eat the regular Hawaiian,
that's
so
true.
You're sure as shit know that I'm going to fucking eat Taylor ham and pineapple. Could, yeah. I bet that
it's
is a
called,
pizza in
it's
Jersey
called
somewhere.
The Waikiki Wyckoff.
Waikiki
Wyckoff. Waikiki Wyckoff, yeah. All right, let's see what else he has to say here. I'm for pineapple. That's my fit when I go home. That's
okay,
my favorite
so
pizza.
Like everything so. Else, it's 2-1 against. I get it.
It's cultural, I think. Midwest versus East Coast. All right, here is the end of the pizza or the voicemail.
And third, you had mentioned skim milk mozzarella on pizza, but I was reading Action Bronson, a fellow New Yorker's cookbook, and he highly recommends whole milk mozzarella. Is there a reason I should be using skim milk instead of whole milk mozzarella? Thanks. Have a great day.
This is a Michael C. Marona question because
thank you.
I use part skim.
Why?
I also use part skim as opposed to.
I think your
skim. I think
explanation
only...
before was something about the wateriness of the crust or something, right?
No, not at all.
No, you said full.
You can't. I can't help. Jeremy?
Whole milk.
Jeremy, it's Michael's
question. Pretty
it's
sure
Michael's
you said
question.
This.
Jeremy, let Michael answer the question.
All right, Michael.
Don't put words in his mouth like
go
a
ahead.
Pizza.
Go ahead.
Action Bronson has eaten more pizza than me in my life, probably in our lives total, and he's a better eater than me. He probably has access to more pizza kitchens than me. So I can't say why he would prefer whole milk to my single source, which is the comment section underneath one YouTube video one time on the internet. So I just went with part skim because they said that the whole milk mozzarella would make more greasy oil when it melted. And then the part skim would melt better and just not make so much up of a poolish grease. I've been
that's
happy
what I was
that
trying
when
to
I
say.
Make these when I make these pizzas, there's like zero orange grease, actually. Mm. Sometimes that stuff is flavor. Sometimes it's not. So far, I've discovered it's not in my pizza.
Well, there you have it, straight from
Danny.
The pizza,
no, I'm,
pizza
I've
smell.
Just always used part skim because that's what I've been told to use my whole life.
There we go.
Whenever I made pizza, I never
simple
asked.
Simple as
I
that.
Just, I never asked. I just said, okay, this is what we're doing.
Pass the peas.
Well, maybe we'll...
What do you want to? You want to do a pizza day where we? Each
I think we should.
We'll make a part skim and a whole.
Yeah.
A whole
side by side.
Happens.
So once we're all vaccinated, you know what I mean. Eat some pizza together. Maybe do a deep dish.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry, you
Chicago,
lost us, Jeremy.
We gotta get back to
oh,
you sometime.
I want to go. I
want to go back to Chicago. Yeah, I don't necessarily
I miss
need to eat.
I miss those tacos in Chicago too.
Oh yeah, that was Danny's spot.
Big Star Tacos. Shout out to Big Star Tacos. I hope they're still doing their thing. I'm sure they are.
Yeah,
I'm sure they are.
We'll get back soon.
If you'd like us to get back there, let us know at 347-470-8150. If there's a food destination that you absolutely need us to go visit and absolutely not shit on because we're very open-minded, let us know at 347-470-8150. We can't wait to get back on the road. Jeremy, as the most senior of the bunch, has already been vaccinated and has developed immunity. So we were thinking about taking blood out of Jeremy and sharing it with me and Danny. But the doctor said that that would actually tax Jeremy too much. So we have to leave all his blood right where it is.
No, well, what the doctor really said was we had to go one at a time. And, you know.
And we kept three stooges through the door in each other. And nobody actually ever got through the door.
What's the pipe called with all the hoses?
A hookah?
Yeah, I'm going to do a bit of a hookah draw. Yep, and all the blood will come through there. Each of you can just take hits.
Jeremy's Bloody Hookah.
That's
a good name. That's a good name for like a death metal band.
Yeah, but yeah. I really don't want apple flavored blood if I can have a choice.
And tonight
it would be mocha flavored blood.
First show ever, Bloody Hookah.
To the mocha of the world. All right. Well, that was a very blessed voicemail episode. Thank you for sending them in, FYI. Danny is going to tell you the number right now from heart.
347-470-8150.
There you go. Give us a call and you too could be on an episode coming up here. We are a part of the Last Podcast Network. Check them out.
LastPodcastNetwork.com. You don't have to be from Ohio to leave a message.
But if you are, you will like Hawaiian pizza a little more than you do if you're from New York.
Jeremy will skip you to the front of the line or the queue if you're calling from England, Ohio.
Also check out the Last Podcast Network, lastpodcastnetwork.com, and all of their great pods. You can find Danny at Danny Tamborelli on the Instagram, at D Tamborelli on the Twitter. I don't know, just look up Danny Tamborelli. You can find Michael C. Marona on the Twitters, at Michael C. Marona, and I'm at Remy Balin on most things, Jeremy Balin on the Instagram, and I have a podcast called Going Dork. Check that out. We just did an episode about UFOs, and boy, was it fun.
Nice.
What else, gents? Oh, here's the thing. We put some new stuff up in the merch store. If you have merch ideas, give us a shout. Tweet us, text us. You can't text us, but tweet us. Instagram us. Do whatever.
Why can't they text
some,
us?
There's some we can get one of those.
Actually, I think you can text the 347-470-8150.
I have a real cell phone, and I will text you back.
Yeah, I'm going to try to text that number right now and just see what happens.
$4.99 a minute for 10 minutes minimum. Text away.
Yeah, I think you can text to that 347 number too, but yes you can. It just popped up on my screen. Give us a text. Tell us what you want to see in the merch store. We're updating that and getting some new stuff in there, so keep an eye out. And keep an eye on our tour schedule. Going to make some announcements for that, hopefully, in the near future. And be back out on the road to see all you lovely folks. So.
In the near future.
In the near future. Looking to make some announcements.
I am ready. All right, y'all. I guess that's it for today.
Oh, bye.
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 The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Marona. The show is produced by me, Jeremy Baylor. This podcast is part of the Last Podcast Network, which can be found at lastpodcastnetwork.com. Make sure to check that out for a ton of great shows. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also, look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with the N spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/TheAdventuresOfDannyAndMike. Thanks for listening.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors. You can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.